Making my cat happy is my number one priority, and Fresh Step Outstretch litter helps me do just that. Meet Mr. Mittens. Mitty, for short. Mitty is happiest when his litter box is clean and fresh, and Fresh Step Outstretch is amazing at absorbing waste and odor. We sure have found our common ground, haven't we? Happy cat, happy life. Find Fresh Step Outstretch at a store near you. Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company. Certain trademarks used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hi, and welcome back to Get Fit Guy. I'm your host, Kevin Dunn, and this week, first of all, I hope that everyone had a fantastic holiday season if you were celebrating. And I'm going to be having a look at sound healing or sound bathing this week. Now, regular listeners of the show will know I've been coaching for quite a while, over two decades, and I'm fortunate enough to have done it all over the world, meaning I've got a lot of friends and acquaintances who are or have been coaches or personal trainers. Now, first of all, for most people, it's an incredibly difficult industry to make a living. This for many reasons, but the biggest one's probably that there's no barrier to entry, right? In most territories or countries, if you want to become a personal trainer or a coach, all you have to do is just start telling people you're a personal trainer. That's it. Now, imagine you went to university, right? You did a degree in sports science, and then someone else who has no training or experience at all, but is aesthetically pleasing, just starts taking clients next to you. Can be frustrating because humans are prejudiced, which means that they will assume that the person with the better physique is a better trainer. Of course, this opens up another question, which is whether or not, as a trainer or a coach, you should be able to do the things that you're, you know, trying to train other people to do. But we'll leave that one for another time. The point here is it's very hard for trainers to make a living because there's a constant influx of competitors due to there being no barrier to becoming a trainer. This means that many of the people I've met in the past have had to have multiple side hustles or change jobs entirely just to earn a living. One such girl I know is from New England and decided that Florida looked more ripe for clients because everybody wants to look good to go to the beach. So she moved down there. First of all, she coached CrossFit. Then she became a personal trainer. Then she was a personal trainer only for women. Then a nutrition coach, then a women's only nutrition coach, then switched to becoming like a gym marketing guru, then started running meditation and health retreats in Tulum, trying to charge $10,000 a time, and has now moved to Austin, where she's a holistic wellness coach. Keep Austin weird, right? And specializes in sound bathing. So basically, she's actually an expert in nothing. But this should tell us that doing due diligence on any trainer you want to hire is very important because they might not actually be qualified to do what they're claiming to do, whether that's personal training, nutrition, meditation, or sound bathing. But what is sound bathing and will it actually do anything for your well-being? So sound being considered good for you is actually nothing new. In fact, there's an ancient philosophical idea called musica universalis, which was really Pythagorean. So the mathematician and philosopher Pythagoras first identified that the pitch of a musical note is in inverse proportion to the length of the string that produces it, and that intervals between harmonious sound frequencies form numerical ratios. Pythagoras proposed that the sun, moon, and the planets all emit their own unique hum based on orbital revolutions and the quality of life on Earth reflects the tenor of celestial sounds, which are physically imperceptible to the human ear. Of course, modern science allows us to study things like this and have debunked these ideas. Many cultures across continents and through time have used music for different purposes, including healing. In fact, in the modern day, a 2007 study of patients going for surgery involved randomizing these patients into two groups. The first group listened to music for 30 minutes before surgery, and the second group were given 10 milligrams of Valium. This was for preoperative anxiety. The outcome of the study was that there was no difference in anxiety between the two groups, that being that music was just as effective as a benzodiazepine in reducing preoperative anxiety. Now, the study didn't say what music they played, but I'm going to assume it was not German death metal. So, on to sound bathing. What is it? You know, do you listen to music or is there something more specific? So, no, it's not specific. It just seems to be where a participant lies on their back and a sound healing practitioner guides a sort of 15 to 60 minute long experience with things such as chanting mantras, rattles, chimes, gongs, but predominantly singing bowls. According to a major provider of sound therapy I looked up in LA, sound bathing, and I quote, creates a harmony in the listener by using sound to clear energy fields that you likely have energy blocked somewhere that the practitioner helps you to unblock. They go on to say that sound bathing is deeply rooted in science and based on quantum physics and geometry. There are hundreds of peer-reviewed white paper studies. You know, sometimes it's just so hard not to laugh at this stuff. At this point, I want to note that they didn't link any of these hundreds of peer-reviewed studies. And since the burden of proof falls on the claimant, right, and that basically is whatever you claim without evidence can be dismissed without evidence. They also make the claim that because doctors use ultrasound to break up physical blockages like kidney stones, this shows that sound healing will work for physical ailments. Just to clarify, the same as electromagnetic waves, such as 5G, gamma rays, X-rays, and so on, are all on a spectrum, so are acoustic waves or sound waves. Ultrasound treatments are around about 2 megahertz, which we can't hear, since human hearing runs from 20 hertz to about 20 kilohertz. And the singing bowls, which are used in sound therapy, run between 100 and 700 hertz. So ultrasound cannot possibly be compared to a singing bowl for health outcomes because it's running at an acoustic frequency 20,000 times higher. This is a massive logical fallacy which totally undermines the claim. And it's called cum hoc ergo propter hoc in Latin. And that means after this, therefore because of this, or correlation is not causation. So on the false claims alone, I'm going to say this doesn't work for the claims that practitioners make, although studies show us it may be an effective anti-anxiety intervention. You may find it relaxing as a placebo, but it won't be unblocking your energy channels or aligning your chakras. Sorry.
Making my cat happy is my number one priority, and Fresh Step Out Stretch Litter helps me do just that. Meet Mr. Mittens. Mitty, for short. Mitty is happiest when his litter box is clean and fresh, and Fresh Step Out Stretch is amazing at absorbing waste and odor. We sure have found our common ground, haven't we? Happy cat, happy life. Find Fresh Step Out Stretch at a store near you. Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company. Certain trademarks used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
On to a listener email. Brennan in California writes, "Hi Kevin, great show this week with the email responses you gave. Insightful as per usual. I really enjoyed your comments about how much cycling was necessary and how much rest would be necessary. I have a question though. I am by trade a musician. I view playing musical instruments as an endurance sport of the small muscles. So I usually do cardio training, which consists of cycling mixed with small amounts of rowing and running. I engage pretty regularly in strength resistance training because I have certain physique goals. Here's my question. 1. Do you think the current training scheme is appropriate? 2. Is it necessarily true that I will be bulky if I train with weights? Like, if I train high resistance, low reps, is it possible to have a thinner physique? Or put another way, do I need cardio to get shredded, or is that just a diet thing?" All right, so hi, Brennan. Thank you for the email. So to answer your questions, first off, do I think your training scheme is appropriate? No, I don't. And that's because it's lacking in specificity. I agree with you that musicians require muscular endurance. In fact, I had this conversation on a flight from Boston to Reykjavik in Iceland with a professional guitar player who happened to be sitting next to me. And we talked about muscular endurance and the small muscles of the hands and how he uses a device with rubber bands to train that. Anyway, your muscular endurance will have to be specific to the instrument you play. Now, I am not a musician, but just looking at things physically, it would appear to me that a trumpet player might fatigue in their bicep and anterior shoulder because they're having to hold up a trumpet. But a drummer might fatigue in their hip and ankle flexors from using the pedals and in their forearms from using the drumsticks. So therefore, a training program for a trumpeter or a drummer would look very, very different. Of course, getting stronger and improving overall endurance will have an effect on all of your abilities, but for optimal outcomes, you would need to look at what muscle groups are specifically involved in your instrument and address those, and perhaps also the opposing muscle groups, so that you can hedge against injury developing because you're overdeveloping one side of things. Secondly, you asked if it's the case that you'll be bulky if you train with weights. Well, first of all, I think we'd have to define bulky. So what I can say, though, is it is impossible for you to train a muscle and for it to shrink. If you do bicep curls and you currently don't do bicep curls, then your biceps will grow, irrespective of the rep range. Although usually, yes, more reps will result in hypertrophy, which is muscular growth, than lower reps will. But in all situations, your muscles will grow when you're using them. This is generally because larger muscles will move larger loads. So even if you keep the reps low, if the load was high, you'll still need a larger muscle to use it, and therefore will have that adaptation. Finally, do you need cardio to get shreds, or is that purely a diet thing? Well, it could be one, it could be the other, or it could be both. If you solely reduce calories, it may take a longer time to reach a goal than if you reduced calories and increased energy expenditure, with the reverse also being true. It's just like your bank account. Now, if you wanted to blaze through all of your savings, you could either spend more money than you currently spend, you could earn less money than you currently spend, than you currently earn, but if you simultaneously spend more money than you currently do and earn less money than you currently do, you'll run through your savings much faster. But a word of warning, your body will drop muscle mass if you cut things too quickly or too deeply. It doesn't necessarily preferentially burn only fat. Now, I hope that helps. And if you have any more questions about your specific musical instrument, Brennan, then send me another email. No worries. If you have a question or just want to say hi, email me at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com and you too can have your email answered on the show. You may not like the answer though. Don't forget to share this podcast with your friends. Get Fit Guy is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. Thanks to the team at Quick and Dirty Tips, Morgan Christensen, Holly Hutchings, Davina Tomlin, Cameron Lacey, and our new director of podcasts, Brennan Getches. I'm your host, Kevin Don. If you have a question for me, leave me a voicemail at 510-353-3104 or send me an email at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. For more information about the show, visit quickanddirtytips.com or check out the show notes in your podcast app.
I love my cat Tiger, and as my best friend, we speak our own language. With that, you love your litter. He does, because I use Fresh Step Outstretch litter. It absorbs 50% more waste and odor and requires less changing compared to Fresh Step Multicat. Less changing means more time playing. Right, Tiger? That's a yes. Find Fresh Step Outstretch cat litter in the pet aisle. Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company. Certain trademarks used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.